Catherine Field, a very good morning.
Good morning, mate.
You guys caught up on this Ryanair thing where they cancel flights left, right and centre and they've cocked up the rosters and the whole thing seems a shambles?
I think shambles is pretty much the most respectable word one's reading about Ryanair on Twitter at the moment, Mike. You're quite right. They say that they've now had to take into account pilots and stewards' holiday plans and flights have been delayed and some have had to be cancelled. So what they're going to do now is they're going to, bam, cancel 40 to 50 flights a day. Now, a couple of hours ago, they announced how many are going to be cancelled for over the next 2 days. And there was such an uproar. They've now come forward and they've given a list of how many they're going to cancel right up until the end of October. Enormous number of people will be disrupted by this, Mike. About 285,000 people suddenly discovered that they won't be going on their, you know, late summer holidays. Now, you know, a lot of questions about whether or not Ryanair is telling the truth on this one. Is it really rostering problems, or are other airlines stealing their pilots? You know, they've been big recruiting by new low-cost budget airlines operating here in Europe. Is Ryanair sort of pulling back because, you know, Brexit, the falling pounds, not as many people going on holiday as before? Big questions about that. And as always, Mike, big question about the budget airline industry. Yep. Can they actually survive? So bad news for people who are thinking they're going to get those cheap flights. And really, also, you look at the schedule, Mike, it seems to be around some of these more summer-oriented destinations that Ryanair is pulling out from.
All right. Talk to me about the Google tax, because it's an issue here. It's an issue in Australia. So you guys, the French, have come up with this initiative. And, of course, the counter-argument is you're never going to be able to capture this properly until you get everybody on board. In other words, there aren't these escape mechanism countries where they can just go park themselves. And it looks like you're making some sort of progress.
It does look like it, Mike. Yeah, you're quite right. Every country is looking at some way to get their hands on the, what is it, billions of dollars annually that companies like Amazon, Google and all them rake in, but they pay very little tax in the individual countries. This sort of what they're calling the kind of digital windfall that the countries, particularly in the EU, are trying to get in. They say, the French, and they've now got at least half of the EU member countries involved in this and saying they're going for it, is to have some sort of Europe-wide tax, or if you like, a levy on these companies, and that would bring in the money. That would get it in. However, you have to remember, a lot of these companies are based in EU countries that have low tax rates, such as Luxembourg and Ireland. So it would be difficult. On top of that, what the French are now going to try and do, Mike, is get the United States and the other G20 countries involved. That would, of course, include Australia, because they, unless, as you say, you get them all together, you're just not going to get anywhere. But the idea that the French says, okay, the EU has a look, sees how much these companies have had brought in Europe, and it then gives them a Europe-wide bill that would be paid to the EU as the first step.
Always a pleasure, Catherine. See you next Tuesday.